offer you the respectful homage. The demons are afraid and they flee here and there. All this is rightly done. This is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Arjuna, after hearing from Krishna about the outcome of the battle of Kurukshetra, became enlightened. And as a great devotee and friend of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he said that everything done by Krishna is quite fit. Arjuna confirmed that Krishna is the maintainer and the object of worship for the devotees and the destroyer of the undesirables. His actions are equally good for all. Arjuna understood herein that when the battle of Kurukshetra was being concluded in outer space, there were present many demigods, siddhas, and the intelligentsia of the higher planets. And they were observing the fight because Krishna was present there. When Arjuna saw the universal form of the Lord, the demigods took pleasure in it, but others who were demons and atheists could not stand it when the Lord was praised. Out of their natural fear of the devastating form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they fled. Krishna's treatment of the devotees and the atheists is praised by Arjuna. In all cases, the devotee glorifies the Lord because he knows that whatever he does is good for all. The verse again. Arjuna vacha stanei rishikesha tava prakritya jagat prarishat pranyanurajate cha raksham sivitani disho javanti sarve namasyanti cha siddha sangha. Arjuna said, O master of the senses, the world becomes joyful upon hearing your name, and thus everyone becomes attached to you. Although the perfected beings offer you the respectful homage, the demons are afraid and they flee here and there. All this is rightly done. In this verse, the holy name of Krishna is being praised. And indeed, the process of self-realization in this age is Harinama, Harinama, Harinama Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Ganti Anyata. That karma yoga, jnana yoga, astanga yoga will not be very helpful in this age towards achieving self-realization. What's recommended is chanting Krishna's name. This movement is dedicated to teaching how to chant Krishna's name. Sometimes we find that the devotees, they have these clickers. They're click, 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 click. But it doesn't matter, clicker or bead bag, whatever, your hands. We have to learn how to chant without offense. And then we can actually chant the holy name. It is not that the holy name is simply some letters of the alphabet. So we can chant schnick, schnick, ram, ram, day, 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 hey, kitty, kitty, hey, kitty, kitty, and expect to achieve perfection this age. We may get all the cats in the neighborhood to come. But we may not necessarily achieve Krishna consciousness. Krishna's name is not simply K-R-I-S-H-N-A, however you want to spell it, but it is actually Krishna's name, his form, his quality, his pastimes, his associates, their loving exchanges, the transcendental ecstasy associated with Krishna. So Krishna consciousness means that we're gradually trying to come to the platform of nishtha. At the beginning, when we have some faith, faith means a little liking, we can perceive some benefit from chanting. Of course, the benefit is minimized if we don't pay attention. Sometimes we have the example, because like in this country, they have boxing, and they go so many rounds. So we also go so many rounds. And sometimes we find that in the first round, the devotees get knocked out by the mode of ignorance. They're chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Ram, Ram, Ram. So we have to go 16 rounds with the holy name, and we have to make sure we don't get knocked out in the early rounds by the mode of ignorance, or we become deviated by the mode of passion. Sometimes we have, due to the recent problems in America, the terrorist problem, the devotees have become very alert. This is called radar japa. They make sure that there are no enemy planes in the sky. So when they're chanting, they're going, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. And sometimes make sure that there are no terrorists in other things, or Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama. So in this way, it'll be very hard to concentrate on the holy name. There are other things like called machine gun japa. In case the terrorists come, you have the machine gun. Hare Krishna, Ram Ram Ram, Ram Hey Ram, Hey Ram, Ram 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 Ram. Hare Ram, it sounds like an airplane taking off. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has advised us, or Srila Prabhupada has advised us, we have to chant the holy name just like a child calling out for his mother. So in the beginning, we have to pay attention. Paying attention means that gradually we'll come to realize Brahman, at least. Attention means we're becoming free from our distractions, the modes of ignorance and passion. We think we have so many problems, so many things to lament about, so many things to look forward to. Our past was horrible and our future is bright, we think. Or our past was great and our future is horrible. So when we just pay attention, at least we come to the platform realizing we don't have anything to worry about in the material world because we're not the body. It doesn't matter how successful we are or how little success we have in this lifetime. Ultimately, everyone winds up in the same place in the race, in what's called the rat race or whatever you want to call it. Everyone winds up dead last. In other words, everyone leaves this world with nothing except for the reactions of whatever we did. To worry about what the future is, there's no need to worry because everyone knows what the future is. Everyone's going to die. I don't want to be pessimistic. Get everyone depressed. But that's the future of the body. But for ourselves, we're eternal. We don't die when the body dies. Ahanyate, hanyamane, sharire. But if we're practicing Krishna consciousness, in other words, the most important thing we can do is pay attention to the holy name. Because by chanting the holy name offenselessly, we make progress towards, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Cheto Dharpana Marjana. We cleanse the mirror of the mind, and then we come to realize that we're eternal. We have nothing to worry about because we're not material. Then, when we realize that Krishna is in his name, that we're not chanting simply to some impersonal vibration, but well, actually Krishna and his name are not different, then we can actually chant to Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If we actually address Krishna, then the result will be is that we'll remember Krishna's form. If we just chant Shnik Shnik Ram Ram Day 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 Hey Hey Ram Hey Ram 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 Hey Ram 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 Hey Ram 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 Day 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 Day, then it's very doubtful we're going to remember Krishna. And if we think it's a very hard task, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram Ram, I'm concentrating. Oh, I'm going to have a heart attack. So. But if we actually chant, addressing Lord Krishna, and addressing his internal energy, Srimati Radharani, to kindly engage us in their loving service, then naturally we'll remember them. As I mentioned before, when I grew up, they had a fan club, because there are many fan clubs now. They had what was called the Mickey Mouse Fan Club. And all the members, they had a television program. It was one of the original television programs. And all the members of the fan club, of which there are many, there are two fan clubs. One was the Mickey Mouse Fan Club, and the other was the Donald Duck Fan Club. I guess like the Republicans and the Democrats were equally divided. And there was a chant. There was, I wouldn't say it was a mantra, but it was a chant. They were chanting. I mean, I don't want to bore you with this mantra or this chant, but it was something like, M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-C. And then they'd chant, Mickey Mouse. And then the other side would chant, Donald Duck. And this way they were chanting, and we can be assured that those who were chanting were remembering what Mickey Mouse looks like. He had big ears and a big nose, and Donald Duck was one of his confidential associates. Mickey Mouse is never alone. He has his confidential associates like Minnie Mouse and Donald Duck and Goofy. So we can be assured that the children who are chanting the names of Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck, we can't really have any disturbance from the peanut gallery here, that they're remembering what Mickey Mouse looked like and what Donald Duck was looking like and Goofy and Minnie Mouse. I'm sure for many of us who come from that generation, that vivid form, quality, and pastimes is still within our heart. So if we can remember the name, form, quality, and pastimes of a rat and a duck, certainly we should have some ability to remember the name, form, quality, and pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The problem is we have more faith in a rat and a duck than we do in God. We chant with more feeling those names than perhaps we chant the holy names. So we have to learn how to address Lord Krishna, believing that we're not doing it in vain. There is a Lord Krishna, there is a Srimati Radharani, and they do answer our prayers. Actually, they're answering everyone's prayer. Everyone is praying to the Supreme Lord in the form of desire. So when we have material desires, those type of prayers, they deviate us, they distract us from the real prayer to Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani to kindly elevate us to the platform of spiritual consciousness where we have some awareness and some feeling, some love towards them. So if we address them asking for them, then we come to realize that they're alive and well, their personalities. They're within our heart, they're controlling the universe, and they live in the spiritual world. Then, by such practice, we can actually chant with some feeling of love, undistracted by material consciousness, using our intelligence properly, and Krishna will give us the intelligence, the Dhammi Buddhi Ogam Tam, to chant with actual feeling, and then Krishna's qualities, form, pastimes, and loving exchanges are gradually revealed to us. We come to the platform of Ruchi, Asakti, Bhava, and finally we reach the goal of life, which is Prema, simply by the chanting of the holy name. But it has to be done properly. It is not difficult, but we have to learn the science and then apply it. Arjuna said, Yoyam Yoga Praya Prota Samyena Madhusudana Etasya Hamna Pashami Chanchaladvasti Tim Siram Chanchalam Himana Krishna Pramati Balavadridam Tasya Hamni Grahamanye Vayur Eva Saduskram. That the system of yoga, which we've explained, is very difficult and unendurable. The mind is restless and unsteady. The mind is restless, unsteady, and very strong, O Krishna, and to subdue it, it seems to be more difficult than controlling the wind. So yes, our minds are very difficult to control. And if we spend our japa period, or chanting japa, or chanting Hare Krishna, trying to control the mind, we'll miss the real point in trying to use our intelligence to chant nicely. Trying to control the mind is just a distraction from the real endeavor, which is to use our intelligence to chant in such a way is that we chant with attention, clearly chanting Hare Krishna, we chant to Krishna and Srimati Radharani, and we chant with some feeling, progressively. Then automatically, as we remember Krishna's name, his form, or if we just spend the time chanting the holy name properly, then automatically, spontaneously remembering his name, his form, his quality, his pastimes, and the loving exchanges, then automatically the mind will be filled up with transcendental emotions and thoughts. And there won't be any question of controlling it. That is control of the mind. But trying to stop the flow of thoughts within the mind is not recommended. Instead, take to the recommended process of putting transcendental thoughts in the mind by offenselessly chanting the holy name. So now it's 6:30 and I was asked to take part in the ceremony of handing out the Shiksha certificates. But we'll ask if there's any questions. Thank you for your attention. Any questions about what I just said? Yes.
What you were saying about the chanting. So is it better to do less rounds and be concentrating and doing the things that you were talking about instead of trying to do all the rounds at one time?
Yeah, of course.
Better? I mean, quality versus quantity we're talking about.
Well, did everyone hear the question? Is quality chanting our rounds better than quantity? Both are important, but according to Lord Krishna, if we just chant once Krishna's name properly, then we at once become liberated. Then, of course, if we chant the holy name once and become overwhelmed with ecstasy and unlimited love and everything becomes pleasurable, we enter into the spiritual realm of consciousness, we'll probably chant the holy name more than once. But quality first, then automatically quantity will come. But if we chant quantity with no quality, that won't be very good. We have to do both. If quality is there, the quantity will naturally come. Because if we get a taste for something, then we become greedy for it. We want more of it. And the holy name is such is that it gets better and better the better we chant it. Anything else? Okay, so now we have our ceremony. Thank you.